The European Union announced today that it is on the brink of imposing sanctions on South Sudanese officials whom it accuses of standing in the way of peace. The EU says the sanctions are only a first step against those who have blocked the IGAD-led peace talks, violated ceasefire, and committed serious human rights abuses during the nearly 7 months of fighting. Nick Westcott, the Managing Director for Africa of the EU Diplomatic Corps, is live with us from Brussels. Mr. Westcott, welcome and thank you for speaking with us.
Good evening.
Good evening. And what exactly do the sanctions include? And can you confirm that they target military officials from both sides?
The EU will be imposing targeted sanctions on two military leaders. And the sanctions comprise a visa ban to prevent them traveling to the European Union, and an asset freeze on any funds, finances that they may have within the European Union. And we have selected the people on the basis of those who have major responsibility for the recent violence in the country, those who are spoiling the peace process, breaching the ceasefire agreement, and responsible for serious human rights abuses.
And why is the European Union threatening sanction now? Why not when the U.S. did 2 months ago?
We marked yesterday the third anniversary of South Sudanese independence. I was there 3 years ago in Juba for the event, and I never believed that in 3 years' time we would be brought to this situation. But the people of South Sudan do not deserve what has happened to them. Over 10,000, we understand, have died in the civil conflict. 1.5 million have been displaced. 400,000 of them are outside the country. They've had to flee as refugees. And another 100,000 are sheltering in safe haven under the UN protection within the country. And this is a major humanitarian and civil disaster. We could not wait any longer. We have throughout given full support to the countries of the region in IGAD, the regional organization, in trying to broker a peace agreement. And we have given the leaders time to try and reach agreement and implement a ceasefire and come to talks. They are not doing so. The time has come when we have to signal, as we said from the start, that if they cannot reach a peaceful agreement, we will take action to target those who are responsible. And we will not wait longer. Now is the time we need to send a signal that we were serious about that. And this is a first step to signal now that unless the talks resume within the deadline set, unless they are substantive negotiations that include all the parties concerned and are aimed at implementing the ceasefire and finding a political solution, then we will take more steps. As I say, it will be a first step. We will see what happens. We hope the message is loud and clear that for the international community, including the European Union, it is no longer acceptable that the two sides will not talk to each other, that they will not stop fighting, and that they will not seek some political settlement. They must take those steps. Otherwise, there will be further steps in the future. Other people should take note that we are not going to stop there unless the fighting stops, unless the peace talks start in a real substantive way.
The EU had an arms embargo on Sudan before South Sudan became independent. Do these sanctions include an arms embargo?
It does. The arms embargo is already in force on South Sudan. No EU member state is free to sell arms. We understand that both the government of South Sudan and the rebels are still purchasing arms, and we think it is important that action is taken at a higher level, ideally in the United Nations, to prevent the two sides receiving further supplies of arms. That is something that the UN Security Council will need to discuss and decide in due course. I know that the regional organizations are also considering whether they should impose more drastic sanctions. So I think the leaders of South Sudan must recognize that the world will not any longer sit by and allow them simply to fight over the spoils. There has to be a political negotiation. There has to be an inclusive political system.